Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Grant. Tyson Garrett returning your phone call.
Tyson, so good to hear from you. You been well?
Oh, yeah. Yep, never better.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Friday, right? Weekend's here, dude.
Yeah, I got, I'm trying to get there.
Yeah.
Not there yet.
Yeah, it's my girlfriend's birthday, so we're going to go wine tasting, and that's all I'm focused on right now.
All right. Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah. But I do have a question on a deal that we have in the house. It's just very unique, and I wanted to just talk through it and see if we can get creative here in any way.
Okay.
The deal is called Sugar Factory. Would you need the app number for that?
Sure.
Okay, let me get it. But let me talk a little bit about it as I'm pulling that information up. So Sugar Factory is a startup restaurant that we've been approved for $15,000 for. They originally were looking to get probably over $250K in financing for all of the expenses, but they seem to be ready to move forward with just $15,000 to get started. So I kind of went to lunch with them yesterday with the rep to get the whole picture here, and it's a little bit weird. So the two owners of the Sugar Factory, I'll give you the A number first, I suppose. I mean, it's a 2016062114.
Stephen Powell and Adnan Khan.
Yeah, so they're the two owners right there.
Yep. Okay.
Let me pull it up on my end too. Those two owners have another restaurant that's been open for only 5 weeks. Then this opportunity to open up the Sugar Factory fell into their lap. I'm not exact of the real specifics here, but from my understanding, this opportunity to open up the Sugar Factory came from one of their associates. He's the owner and founder of Johnny Rockets. It gave them this opportunity to open this restaurant. Now, the Sugar Factory is not a franchise, but I believe that they have four other locations that's owned by other people. Is there a potential to do a cross-corp, though the ownership's not the same, but the name is the same for the company? It's just a different location, but still not a franchise?
Yeah. No, it'd still be a startup.
Okay. And with their other company, with 5 weeks, you know, time in business, there's really no benefit for them trying to do anything cross-corp with that short time in business.
Yep, that's zero added strength.
Darn it. Yeah, I just thought it was so unique because there were other sugar factories, but they don't have a franchise thing going on. So if that's the case, then I was just kind of hoping for the best here, if there's anything we could do to get them a few more extra bucks. But yeah. Oh, well, that's really all I had to talk about and see if there was some little workaround on that. But if not, that's totally fine. Kind of figured.
Yeah. No, it's worth checking. But yeah, I'm looking right at the deal. There's no way that we could change the terms of approval for that.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much. You know, that's all we can do on this one. And that's totally fine. I think they'll still want to wrap the $15,000. So that's at least nice.
Yep. All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Tyson. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, you enjoy the wine tasting.
Will do. Bye for now.
All right. See you, Grant. Bye-bye.